Spicy Mobile Bills Behind with Amaysim. Switch now and save big at amaysim.com.au. Go on, feel Amaysim.
Kiss Melbourne.
Good afternoon. Delays remain following an earlier crash on the Tulla Freeway outbound after the Ring Road, with traffic heavy going all the way back to the Calder Split. If you can believe it, there's a deer on the road in the Melbourne Tunnel, causing delays and dropping speeds to 40. There's also works on the Mornington Peninsula Freeway inbound at Thames Promenade, while the Westgate Freeway is slow going outbound from the Westgate Bridge to the Princes Freeway and inbound from the Balti to the Burnley Tunnel. Finally, drive carefully through Wantirna this arvo with speed traps on Boronia Road. Experience the free baby animal nursery at High Point these school holidays, co-presented with Melbourne Royal Show. 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily, more at highpoint.com.au. The Kiss cast dropping down to 11 degrees, then cloudy tomorrow with a top of 23. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James First with Kiss Traffic and Weather Together, and Will and Woody for the drive home next on Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. Mimosahomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
Coles and Woolies sued for misleading customers. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
Coles and Woolies are being taken to court. The ACCC alleges they misled customers with the price drop campaigns because they hiked prices before offering a discount. It wants the supermarkets to pay a big fine, with money to go towards food charities. Two teens have been charged after a high-speed chase through Melbourne's southeast. Police spotted a stolen ute in Narre Warren just after 1 a.m. It hit speeds of 170 k's before running over stop sticks in Dandenong South. A 15-year-old boy and a 16-year-old girl have been charged. Australia has pledged another $10 million to Gaza. The money will go to UNICEF and the UN's Population Fund. 75% of Aussies who use food delivery apps have cut back due to the cost of living. The research from ING shows millennials are the ones cutting back the most. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Katy Perry and the AFL butt heads. More on that next.
Power up Android on Telstra. Supercharge your creativity with Google AI on Android, with Australia's best mobile network. Search Telstra Android deals.
There are just five sleeps to go until the AFL Grand Final, and Katy Perry has locked in her set list for the pre-game show. But apparently there was some argy-bargy between her and the AFL. She wanted to play new songs from her brand new album, 143, but the AFL has requested well-known hits only. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Go News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Go big. Faulkner Bingo Centre, with huge jackpots, loads of specials and plenty of space for all your friends. Faulkner Bingo Centre in Faulkner and Croydon. Gamble responsibly.
Finishing touches are being put on tonight's Brownlow medal count. Nick Daicos and Marcus Bontempelli are both aiming to win their first ever Brownlow. Carlton captain Paddy Cripps going for his second, while Lachie Neal may become the fifth player to win three. The Kiss cast is next.
The Kia Stonic. Compact SUV, but big on style. Designed for urban adventures. Available now. Book a test drive today. More at kia.com.au.
Cloudy this afternoon, grey skies tomorrow, 23 the top. Right now it's 17 degrees in Craigieburn, 18 in Caulfield. All this week, Kyle and Jackie O are live from LA with the world's biggest stars. Still to come, Jason Alexander, Kendra Wilkinson, Katy Perry and so many more, only on Kiss 101.1.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh. A shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Yeah, check this out. Willie and Woody. Woody's got long hair. And Willie's bald. But he doesn't care. Willie Woody. Willie Woody. Willie Woody.
Everyone, happy Monday.
Big day.
Huge day. Got tickets to Kylie Minogue to give away.
Yes, that's big.
Kylie's also going to be on the show as well this afternoon. Very much looking forward to talking to her.
That's big.
Obviously one of the greats. So big, in fact, that she is now such an icon that she's one of the very few celebrities that can just use their first name and everyone knows who it is. That's pretty cool.
Especially because she has quite a normal name. Like Madonna, no one else is called Madonna. Seal, that's the name of an animal.
Yeah.
Cher. Where it, Kylie is, that people are called Kylie. Kylie Gillies, for example. But when you say Kylie, no one's thinking Gillies. And well, that's no disrespect to Gillies. That's no disrespect. It just means how
I feel
big
like it's
Kylie
pretty
Minogue.
Solid disrespect to Gillies.
Okay, it's a slight swipe at
you
Gillies.
Said
no
one's
about,
thinking Gillies.
But it's only because Kylie Minogue is yes. So. Like, I don't think Gillies goes, I can just say Kylie.
No. But I bet you in her lifetime, she's called a nightclub or two and been like, hey, can I got a couple on the door for Kylie. She gets there and she's like, two for Kylie. And they go, it's way too offensive if we say we obviously thought you were Kylie Minogue.
We've got to get Gillies to make that
you've
call.
You've got to come in.
I watch Gillies every morning. We've got to get Gillies to
I
make
that.
That call.
I love that.
Is Kylie here? Just want to.
And just get into it. Yeah, I love that. Hey, we've also got another reason it's a really big day is we're going to have a whole row of Coldplay tickets to give away to you guys. And that's going to be every day for 6 weeks. We are the home of Coldplay tickets here.
Just have to listen to us all day for your chance to win, and then we call one of you. But there's one final reason why it's a big day, Will. Oh, my God, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Like, no I was going to say that.
It's just you weren't.
I was close.
You blank-faced me.
No, that's not fair.
Let's go to a song.
I was thinking about Kylie Gillies. No, I wasn't. I promise.
Been a tough day. Been a tough birthday. Mim got me a present. It's like a slap in the face present. It was like an offensive present. Because by her giving me this,
yeah,
like she thinks there's something wrong with me. I'll tell you about it up next.
Limbody.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother trucker. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Drive home, Kylie Minogue. Or just Kylie on the show really soon.
Say it.
Minogue.
No,
just said it.
It's my birthday today. Oh, it's
yeah.
My birthday. Quite a milestone. 36. Everyone knows that's a big one. Don't drop the music when I say it's 36. Big one. And I'll explain why it's a big one. Because I'm closer to 40 than 30. And I think that's quite a big moment.
Yeah, I know. But it's an awful moment. Like, catch you later.
No, catch you later.
Uncool.
That's very true. But given I was uncool many, many years ago, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, everyone forgot
what's
my birthday
the
on the
thing
team.
Because you're kind of in the wisdom zone now, 36. Like, if I was a kid, I'd probably listen to you. So what do you got to say?
Control the controllables, big fell.
Oh, well done.
That's what I'd say to the kids.
Like every other AFL coach over the last 30 years.
Just stick to the processes. Stick to the processes. Know your role.
Yeah.
Control the controllables.
Nice.
But quite too, everyone's forgot my birthday today. LJ wrote an email to everyone. No birthday mentioned. I messaged Poo Pants, our executive producer, at 7 a.m. and said, mate, it's my birthday. Why didn't you get around me? Apparently 7 a.m. is too early to be getting around someone. But anyway, I'm going to put it down.
If you weren't weird about it, I think people would have got around you.
Did I make it weird?
Yeah, definitely. You sent me a message as well, and you're like, oh, man, it's so funny that, you know, nobody's mentioned my birthday yet. And I hadn't had a chance to message you about your birthday either.
I was
like,
up early.
If you hadn't just waited a couple of hours, I would have actually met. It was weird.
I was sitting by my phone, and weird. I was like, why? That's usually I get an absolute rampage of text messages, but they weren't coming. And also...
You can't remind people it's your birthday.
Well, I was worried everyone would forget.
I've got a reminder in my phone, but like every other birthday reminder I've got, it goes off at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
no, it's not the first.
Fair enough.
I don't set my alarm to your birthday.
Yeah, I went the early crow. Anyway, that wasn't the only tough part about my birthday.
Mm.
My beautiful fiance, the woman who knows me more than anyone else on this planet, she was giving me my presents, which I was very excited about.
Mm.
And one of the presents she gave me.
Presents, plural. That's pretty good for 36.
Yeah, huge.
Most people just get a present.
Yeah, definitely quantity good, quality,
question
marks. I'm only going to use one example.
So did
here,
she
Will.
Cover up the fact that she had bad gifts with lots of gifts?
No, I'm not going to say that. She gave me,
like
she
it.
Gave
That's
me
some, exactly what you're saying.
She gave me some great gifts.
Did you get a good, like, what's your best gift?
Best gift is I've got this new light that sits on my bike
and
it will tell me.
Sounds like you got bulk gifts to cover up bad gifts.
It tells me when there's a car behind me. I don't know how the technology works. I don't know how it works.
Called a mirror?
No. It's
a little...
It vibrates. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was the good one. I got one present from her which I found offensive. It's what I like to call a slap in the face present.
Yeah.
She got me a nose and ear hair trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Before
nice.
I received the gift, I didn't realize that my nose and ear hair was an issue. So... By her giving me that gift, it was
saying,
you're telling me that my nose is out of control.
Ear hair is wild, by the way, like inner ear hair.
Apparently, I've got them.
Yeah, it comes out of nowhere.
Apparently, I don't know what age that happened, but I've got them. I didn't realize I had them, so I've taken the gift as a slap in the face.
Yep.
131065 is our number. I would like to hear if anyone else has experienced this before.
Mm.
Did you receive a gift that kind of ended up being a bit of a slap in the face?
So what was the worst gift there between the...
The nose and hair thing. Actually, in a way, by her giving me that bike thing, she's kind of saying I'm a bad cyclist.
Sure.
So she's saying I'm a bad cyclist.
Yep.
She's saying I've got
too
much...
Are you sure it's your nose and hair, by the way? Like, sorry, your nose and your ears that need trimming?
Oh, definitely not the pubes. I'm sorry. Was that what you were thinking? Because you know I run a very tight ship down there. sorry. 131065 is the number. Have you received a present which you took as a slap in the face? I think we've got...
Well, the great news, I was about to say the great news is that Mimi has called the show.
Sounds like Remy's there.
Remy's there as well.
So, Mim, do we want to talk about the fact that you bought me a present that I may have conceived as offensive?
Well, I'm a bit confused because I thought they were all really good, but now I'm sort of just... thinking about it, and if you had have got me like a mustache trimmer, I would have been a little bit confused.
Or like a waxing set, that would have been here's a hint.
Or cologne would be a bad one.
Yes.
You know, if you buy someone cologne, you're effectively saying you stink.
Yeah, definitely. So Mim, you got the rear view mirror, the nose and hair, the nose and ear trimmer. What else did you get him?
Well, I also got him a garden gnome because he's been asking for one for ages, but I thought that was like the funny gift, but apparently that was probably more of a crowd favourite for him.
I think garden gnome was actually the top of the pops. I've been wanting to get a garden gnome for a long time. Mim doesn't allow it. And I tried to instill a game at home where I was like, I'm allowed to buy whatever garden gnome I want, but if you find it within a week, then it has to go.
I've actually just come outside and currently found it. You've already put the garden gnome in the garden. Yeah.
He's in the fairy garden. He's taken over Remy's fairy garden.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that was a great gift. Nose and ear trimmer, not so sure. Anyway, Mim, love you still.
Sounds like you bottled it, Mim. Good to hear. Hey. I think you probably owe him one, to be fair. So don't worry about it.
Well, if we go back into the past birthdays of mine, then we can...
No, you owe him one. Let's stay in the moment.
Nice one.
131065, have you ever received a gift that was a little bit of a slap in the face?
We'll take him up next. It's Will & Woody. Kiss.
There's a place in my heart when it all comes crashing down. Anytime I hear your name out in public, there's a place that I go every time that you're in town. It's just me in my nights, in my stomach. And it's true, it wasn't easy getting over you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Woody, Kylie's on the show real soon. And we have tickets to Kylie as well. Huge news. The biggest news on the show today, arguably.
Well, equally big news is obviously the fact that I'm 36.
Happy birthday, mate.
Happy birthday. It is a big milestone. It's a big milestone. I don't know when the cake's coming today, by the way, guys. Before the show would have been good, but anyway. So we are just asking
you guys. It
actually
has been a real non-event. It didn't even come up in the pre-show meeting. Like, we didn't even.
Mate, I haven't received one hug. Actually, you hugged me.
I hugged you.
Only hug I've received. Oh, sorry, I hugged Annalise as well. I hugged everyone today. That's to be fair. I hugged everyone.
You've been
everyone.
A bit sour about it, and that's because it started off badly.
Because I got a gift from my fiance, the woman who knows me most, and the gift she got me was a nose and ear hair trimmer.
Yep.
It's obviously just a bit of a slap in the face, that gift, because until that was a slap, by the way, receiving that gift, I didn't know my nose and ear hair was a problem. I didn't know.
It's apparently like when my mum used to give me deodorant when I was a teenager.
Smell. We did stink.
Yeah.
Boys are smelly.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chanel here on 131065. Chanel, this was a gift you got from your mum, which was a bit of a slap in the face.
Yeah. So it was actually from my mum and my four younger siblings for my birthday a few weeks ago. And it was like Hey, a whole bunch of like sweet cards and messages, and then I got a massive bag, a gift bag, and it was full from top to bottom with fitness apparel.
Oh,
so fitness clothes.
What's the matter with that?
I was like, oh, that's nice. Thank you so much. They're nice. I'll wear those. But then I looked and the sizes were actually one size too small.
Oh.
And so that was a real hint and nudge. And then my sister's like, that's okay. So now you've got plenty of clothes to go walking.
Oh. It just gets worse and worse the more you talked about that.
Giving someone sports gear is good if they're into sport.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If it was a gym membership as well, I think that would be probably too much. Let's go to Sharon here.
Unless they can't afford it. Unless they've requested it.
Yes. And it sounds like she did not request a sack of fitness gear.
What about if you're getting them a present that's not on their birthday? So, like, here's a gym membership.
Just willy-nilly. Just a random Tuesday. Hey, mate.
It's probably worse, isn't it?
Here's a gym membership.
Worse, it's
yes,
worse.
Definitely. Sharon, this was from your now ex-husband.
Yes. So my ex-husband bought me a gift and he told me it was going to change my life.
Oh, yeah.
I was super excited. I think this is going to be fantastic. And it was a dustbuster with a light.
Oh, with a light.
Just in case I wanted to clean at night,
with
I
a
couldn't
light.
See.
With a light's big.
Bit of night dusting.
When I heard dustbuster, I was like, oh.
Didn't you once
and
get your
mum? And then with
mom...
a light, I was like, oh. Cool.
Didn't you once get your mum?
A blender.
Like,
for Christmas.
And how'd that go?
Jeff's called. 131065. Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Jeff.
That's the way.
It's weird that none of the calls have said happy birthday, Woody. But anyway, Jeff. Right off. Jeff, you got a present from your mates, which is a bit of a slap in the face.
Yeah, what happened? We had a Christmas
Jeff,
party.
You didn't even say happy birthday after that. I mean,
happy birthday.
Yeah, appreciate it, mate.
Really
drew
it down there, Jeff.
You
totally
have another one, Nick.
Unprovoked, totally unprovoked. I appreciate that, Jeff. Now, you got a gift from your friends that was a bit of a slap in the face.
Yeah, well, what happened was it was Christmas and we had a party and my friends got this barbecue set. It was really fancy. There was a big case and everything. It wasn't a card or anything there. So they got it the very next year. They regifted that to us. I looked at it and said, oh, I think that's the same one. Open it up. The card was inside. Hey, Steve. Hey, Mark. Hey, Stacey. I'm like, oh, my God, no. And they just looked and I've just gone, I think this was meant for you. And I handed it back to them.
Oh. Straight back, just called on them.
Ruth.
So I could probably give Mim next year the nose and ear trimmer.
Yeah, you could.
If we're following Jeff's.
Yeah, give it back to her.
Give it back to her.
Yeah, does she need? Has she got nose hairs?
No.
Ear hairs?
No, none at all.
Ah.
None at all.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, mate.
Thank you.
Everyone.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Not really.
I think we're through it now, everyone. Kylie Minogue chicken. Up next on Will and Woody.
Don't keep Will and Woody just to yourself. Roll down your window and crank it up. I double dare you. It's Will and Woody on Kiss.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
As Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good afternoon. There's been a crash on the Monash Freeway outbound before Forster Road, blocking off the right-hand lane at dropping speeds to 40, traffic bumper to bumper all the way back to Toorak Road. There's also been a crash in Airport West on Melrose Drive, heading outbound at Westfield Drive with the left-hand turning lane blocked, and reports of a crash in Dandenong South on the South Gibby Highway outbound before Pound Road, as well as in Bonfield South on Canterbury Road outbound at Middleborough Road. Take the family away next school holidays with Fly Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. The kids' cars dropping down to 11 degrees overnight, then a cloudy one tomorrow with a top of 23. Right now it's 17 degrees. It's James Melbourne Traffic and Weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only Kiss can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on Kiss.
Can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of all your must-have music tickets.
Kiss 101.1.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Eljana. Eljana. Eljina. However you say it. Eljana's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread. Pack it with chicken and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken. It's Eljana's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at eljana.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
This year, Will, the Australian Open is having its first ever public pre-sale. And it costs nothing to skip the queue. Just sign up to AO Extras and you'll be able to buy your AO 25 tickets from 2 p.m. on the 2nd of October.
Beautiful.
And if you've got a MasterCard, I know you do, Will.
Yeah.
And you get in even earlier with a 24-hour window from 12 p.m. on the 1st of October. Chuck it in the diary.
I will.
The Australian Open hits different. Backhand, forehand, it's just different, Will. To sign up for the pre-sale, search AO Extras.
For the first time in 6 years, Kylie returns. With the Tension Tour. Kylie. Two shows at Rod Laver Arena, February 20 and 21. The Telstra Plus member pre-sale starts 2 p.m. Tuesday. Join Telstra Plus today or go to telstra.com/music for more details.
ANZ Falcon Technology learns from your transactions to help protect you from fraud. Sounds like its protective instincts just kicked in. ANZ Fraud Protection. Now it's personal. Falcon is a registered trademark of Fairizer Corporation.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including animal studies and veterinary nursing, come to Kangan Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you at Kangan Institute. Call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kangan.edu.au. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
For 90 years, GMHBA has been a not-for-profit health insurer committed to improving the well-being of Australians. We provide care for the life you choose to live and the one you don't. Health insurance by GMHBA.
Tom Gleason's back.
I am the Taskmaster.
Our Aaron Chen beat Heliard, Conchetta Caruso, Reese Nicholson and Mel Buttle up to the task.
I think I'm just going to call them the Muppets.
New Taskmaster starts 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
It's Will and Woody. It's a Monday. Kylie Minogue's on the show a little bit later on. Woods right up next, though. We got Kylie tickets. She's touring all over Australia. Your chance to win Kylie tickets right up next on Will and Woody. Can't wait to talk to Kylie again.
Everyone wants to see Kylie, can I say? She crosses all demos.
That's right. That's why we're giving away the tickets, mate. Good work. Give away the behind-the-scenes strategy.
Penny's dropped for me.
Last time we spoke to her, we were in bed, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll explain more about that up next as well. It's Will and Woody. Kiss.
I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes. Never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future. For a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back. And we're talking on the staircase. About your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city. Lying with me and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces. Cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it, oh, I hate that I head right now. While your world is spinning out, so slow it down. Take a moment now. We're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out. Let me hold you now. Let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes? How the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh I'm anxious. Baby, loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never let me is my mother or lover. And I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now.
It's Will and Woody. Hope you're having a great drive home. Kylie Minogue's on the show a little bit later on, and we've got tickets to go and see her right now.
Kylie is back and bringing her tension tour to Australia in March 2025. Pre-sale starts Tuesday. For details, head to frontiertouring.com.
This is Big Woods.
You know it's big. You know we've got tickets to a great artist when my entire family and extended family, talking to cousins,
talking about the cousins,
they're
have been
all
involved,
they? Messaging me. You got Kylie tickets,
right?
Some Kylie tickets,
yeah.
All ages too. That's what Kylie does.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The mums and dads, they want her.
Yeah,
the kids, they're pedumming.
It's true.
Everyone wants her.
Yeah, it's this renaissance she had. She's on the show a little bit later on, so we're going to be able to talk to her about that in about half an hour's time, which I'm really pumped for. Right now, though, we have got two tickets to give away. To go and see Kylie Woodrow.
You've
got to register for this one online if you want to get involved.
WillandWoody.com?
I'm not exactly sure. But
that's got to be it.
I mean, if I had to guess.
Wouldn't be FitzyWhipper.com. Let's go to it's WillandWoody.com.
If I had to guess, it would be that. Yeah. I'm just
chuck at the stumps. Probably WillandWoody.com.
Yeah, I'm just going through my notes. I can't see where. But anyway, look, it's happening. So, WillandWoody.com if you want to register. We've got your tickets all week this week. Now, look, the new record is called Tension 2. Obviously, her first record with Padam on it was called Tension as part of the Kylie Renaissance. Mm-hmm. We want to see, in the name of Tension 2, who can create more tension in the room.
Bloody hell. So, and then we just judge who has created the most tension?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, you only want to say one thing or one statement. Mm-hmm. So, for example...
Everyone's
very worried. Yeah, I do this because I'm having to go to the line.
I know you are. Okay, you're willing to go way over the line. You shouldn't play this game. You're the host. Let's go to. We've got Kathy and Cassandra who are going to be taking each other on with a tension off. Who can create the most tension? Let's not go to Will. Kathy, you're going to go first. You're a huge fan of Kylie, obviously, Kath.
Excellent.
Yep.
I am. I'd be stoked if I was there having a boogie, I can tell you.
Okay, yeah, well, before we boogie, let's get awkward.
Let's create some tension in the room.
Tension.
Yeah, I don't want to create any tension in your friendship, but hey, Woody, I thought you two were best friends. Why isn't Will your best man?
Oh, jeez.
He's not very good at speeches. Not a very good talker.
Good
He's
enough.
Just one of my quiet friends, you know, quiet, reserved friends.
Yeah, stick him on the table in the back corner.
Oh,
yeah. Well, he's up the front.
Burns.
He's up the front, Kat. He's up the front. That's a pretty good start. Why are we doing this bit?
Good bit.
It's amazing you knew that, Kath. It's almost like you got fed that line from the producers, Kath.
It does feel a bit like that,
that's
actually.
That's what it feels like. Anyway, let's go to Cassandra.
That is going to be hard to beat. Creating tension for the Kylie Tension Tour. Tickets to Kylie Minogue for more tension. I'll tell you what, Woods, that's...
It's awkward. It's going to be...
Cut the air with a knife in the air, I tell you what.
It will be hard to do the rest of the show.
Oh.
Let's go to Cassandra.
Well, I know your best man.
Hey.
Drop it, Will. Cassandra.
You bastard.
Hello.
We hate each other. I hate this bit, and now we hate each other. Cassandra, you want to also try and create some tension.
Look, I don't want to cause any animosity between the two of you.
You don't have to be about us, by the way. Just say go for world affairs.
Yeah,
go for politics.
Like, go for anything. I like Peter Dutton's immigration policy. Like, that's, you know, that's hectic.
Oh, my God. That's why you're not my best man. Can I just say? It's your political stance.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a bit of tension there. Everyone's going, oh, okay. Geez, that's awkward.
Yeah. There's silence. But, Cassandra.
Well, Woody.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, Woody, I used to watch Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and, you know, I still can't get your jingle out of my head. And, you know, I know you and Will have done some TV together as well, but, Woody, I've got to say, you've become a big TV star as well as a radio host, mate.
Have I? I mean, there's been a couple of... Why is there tension on that one? Apparently because I'm a huge TV star.
Oh, right. Okay.
From Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Yeah. Tense. Yeah.
No, not
all right, let's give it to Kathy. That was shit. Kathy, you're going to Kylie. Congratulations.
Woo! Yeah!
I kind of hate you, but congratulations for winning the Kylie
Savage,
tickets.
Kathy.
That is just fantastic. Thank you.
No worries and, you at know, all, mate.
I know
enjoy.
You'll have fun at the wedding no matter where.
Not anymore, Kathy.
Oh, wow. She's been wiped down. How about it?
We're done with Kathy. We hate Kathy.
Can you hear it's up next? Give us a call if you want to play. It's Will and Woody. Kiss. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought. You don't even have to. Too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby. I look around and the city's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're.
Drink. Can you hear it? It's a beer. Can you hear it?
Darcy, no, Darcy, no, Darcy, no!
Kylie Minogue's on the show in about 20 minutes. Coldplay tickets, a whole row of them yet to come. But right now, can you tell the difference between beer and soft drink just by the sound of the can opening? Ellie's called on 13 106 5. I'm still going to say $1,000 if you can get eight.
That sounds amazing.
I don't like to mention that all that much, Ellie, because the prize pigs flood in, and we just want quality players here. We want people who can actually hear the difference. So you've obviously played before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hang on, are you joking? Why did you giggle after that, Ellie? Have you actually played before in the car?
Oh, of course I have.
Why does it sound like you're being sarcastic time you answer?
No, I've definitely played before in the car. I love games.
I just feel like you have either a tone issue or you are being
like
sarcastic.
She's being very disingenuous.
But let's see how you go, Ellie. Here's can one. Hang
on.
No,
we haven't even played a can.
That was a sound effect.
You know what? I'm driving, and so I really had to listen in, but okay. I'm ready now.
All right, here we go.
Keep listening. Okay, we're not going to play any audio. Here's the can, all right? Here we go.
Oh, I definitely think that's a soft drink.
Yeah, that is a soft drink, Ellie.
No one saw it coming. You've got one.
Clearly have never played before. This is becoming very apparent to everyone. Here we go. Can two.
I'm pulling over.
Probably a good thing to do from the start, Ellie.
Have you pulled over?
I have.
Okay. You good?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
I think that's a beer.
Oh, Ellie!
Ellie.
She could be a bit of a Stephen Bradbury, Will.
Well, Stephen Bradbury at least knew what event he was racing in.
Thank you. They do call me lucky.
Well, oh, gee whiz, we're saying it now. Here's can three, Ellie.
Oh, I think that's a beer.
Oh, my God!
She's got three.
Ellie's got three. This is extraordinary. All right, Ellie.
She probably tells a bit about herself.
Yeah,
now. She's a player.
What do you do with yourself, Ellie?
Oh, I'm in medical sales.
Interesting.
Nice.
And do you use your ears in your job?
I can definitely recognise voices, and I'm one of those super recognisers.
Let's get the can for her, Ellie. Let's get the can for her. Here we go. Can four.
Okay. I think that's a soft drink.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I can't believe it.
She hears it.
I cannot believe it. You work in medical sales. I once slept with a woman who was in medical sales.
What did you just say?
I once slept with a woman who worked in medical sales.
Are you saying slept?
Slept, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't remember much else about it, but she just had, like, scalpels in her house.
Scalpels?
Do you live in Balaclava, Ellie?
Oh, close to Balaclava in Port Melbourne, actually.
Do you have scalpels in your room?
All right, here we go.
I certainly do not. Okay, can five.
Can five.
Will's ex-girlfriend. Here we go.
Oh, I think beer.
Oh no, Ellie.
I was going to say soft drink.
I think Will threw you when he brought up your relationship.
He did.
I say that got awkward.
Good to see you, though, Elle. Good to hear your voice.
The one that got away, Will.
Absolutely. The one that got away. We're going to let her go again, though. Right up next, Celebrity Guess Who, Kylie Minogue's on the show and a whole row of tickets to go and see Coldplay. It's Will and Woody on a Monday.
You can listen to Will and Woody on your phone, catch up on a podcast, or stream the show live on the iHeartRadio app. Oh, isn't technology amazing? It's Will and Woody on KISS.
KISS Melbourne Traffic. Australia's largest not-for-profit health fund, HCF is always finding ways to give more value to their members. HCF puts their money where their members are.
Good afternoon. It's chock-a-block on the Monash Freeway outbound with a crash before Forster Road, taking out the right-hand lane and dropping speeds to 40. Delays are pushing all the way back past Toorak Road as a result. In Airport West, there's also been a crash on Melrose Drive outbound at Westfield Drive, blocking the left-hand turning lane. And a car's gotten a flat on the Tulla Freeway outbound at English Street with the left-hand lane closed there. Finally, reports of a crash in Dandenong South on the South Gippie Highway outbound before Pound Road. Australia, the national 3G network is closing. Check your tech so you and your family stay safe and connected. Visit 3gclosure.com.au and act before the 28th of October. The KISS cast dropping down to 11 degrees overnight, then cloudy tomorrow with a top of 23. Right now it's 17 degrees. It's James Melman traffic and weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
You know Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Kyle and Jackie O, it's Dua Lipa here.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. Makes me very, very excited to come back.
And this week, they are taking you to the land of the stars.
Put some miles on.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
What's up, it's the Killer Roy.
Thank you for having me, man. This is a big deal for me because you guys are the shit.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
Hey, this is Phineas.
Hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
Hey, it's Curtis Stone with Kyle and Jackie O. You two are amazing.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television is George Costanza.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous looking woman.
I know, and she joins us now.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Plus,
can you believe it?
Everybody, this is Katy Perry.
I love Kyle and Jackie.
Oh, Katy Perry to perform at the AFL Grand Final.
They know how to put on a show. It's there, the
yeah.
AFL.
It's great.
We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on.
Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Just 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fabulous if you're going to that work function tonight. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for 1 hour and 30 minutes after you arrive, because you know that's when Janine from finance will corner you for a quick chat.
Hello.
Boring you senseless with endless photos of her cat, Terry, and one photo of her husband you can never unsee. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before she makes eye contact. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
The secret.
The secret.
Need to hire an extra pair of hands for the work site?
A really safe pair of hands.
With a strong work ethic and their own work ute?
Wow. That's really specific.
Hiring the right people for your small business is not a secret. It's the secret.
That's actually a website.
Yes, technically.
Seek.com.au. It's literally a website.
With better candidate matches than ever before.
Seek.
And you shall find.
It's time to get real about uni. Real about your dream career. Real about the pathways that get you there. Make your impact with Victoria's number one uni for employer satisfaction. Make La Trobe your number one.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Updating your bedroom? Perfect timing. With up to 50% off during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's up to 50% off mattresses, bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. Ends Sunday. Bedshed. No one's better in the bedroom.
Yui has won the 2024 Canstar Most Satisfied Customer Awards for both car and home insurance. But what does that mean? It means thousands of people said they were really, 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 really pleased with our customer service and cover, which we're really happy about. Join Australia's most satisfied customers at Youi for insurance that's a bit more U-shaped. Youi, you insured. Products issued by Youi Pty Limited. See the relevant PDS and TMD at youi.com.au to decide if the products are right for you.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
Winning season news update.
This season in the Monopoly game at Macca's, there are prizes like three Isuzu MUX SUVs and two $10,000 Webjet gift cards. For a one in four chance to win, download the My Macca's app and play today.
Ends October 22. For full terms, visit mcdonalds.com.au.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Will and Woody. Hope you're having a great drive home. Whole row of tickets to Coldplay to give away every day for the next 6 weeks here on Will and Woody. Unbelievable. Can't often say that, but we are the home of Coldplay tickets.
Bloody oath.
We're also the home of Celebrity Guess Who.
Coldplay of radio games. This one, I'd say.
Why is that?
Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Widely loved.
Well done.
And it gets the people going.
Okay. Now, I describe a celebrity. Woods, you have to guess who the celebrity is unless you get beaten by one of our beautiful listeners right now. So 131065 is the phone number. If you think you know who the celebrity is, you're ready to go.
I am. Born ready.
Okay. Sorry, that's the other page I had up.
What was on that?
Famous Hindu teacher Ram Dass,
I'm
not going to try and describe. Okay,
God, off air Will is just a weird cat.
Tom actually came over before and he saw my screen. And he goes, "You're not going to try and describe him, are you?" No. All right,
give me one clue.
On Ram Dass?
No,
this guy.
Real
okay,
person.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give that away because it's too much. But okay. One of the more iconic goatees is what I'm going to say.
Goatee, Ethan Hawke?
No. That's okay. Not, surely that's not an iconic
yes,
goatee.
Yes, it is. Hawke always has a goatee.
No. No, I mean, the question.
Adam Driver?
No, I would not call that iconic. It's Will and Woody. Give us a call if you think you know who it is.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go. I don't know. Oh,
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Will and Woody. Hope you're having a brilliant drive home. Kylie Minogue is going to join us on the show in 7 minutes' time. We've got more tickets to give away to Kylie, and right now,
I really want to know.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell's that?
Seriously, it's time for Celebrity Guess Who.
All righty, Woods. You try and tell me the celebrity I'm describing. 131065, if you think you can beat Woody. I've already given a clue, which is a big one, in the context of this celebrity. No, you can't have the first guess. Oh. Iconic goatee is the first.
I feel like the song resets it and I get the first guess here.
No, I'm going to go to Katie here on 131065. Katie, who do you think that is? All I've said is iconic goatee. So there's obviously, I've narrowed the pool significantly.
Okay. I think it is the most iconic goatee, Jason Momoa.
Oh.
Jason Momoa even got a goatee? I don't know. He's got more of a scraggly beard.
He beards.
And I just don't, come on, guys. There's more iconic goatees. He's definitely got a beard, by the way. It's not even a goatee.
Yeah, he beards. Obviously, yeah. It's Nickelback's Chad Kroeger.
The Krogue.
The Krogue always goat.
I didn't even know the Krogue had a goat.
Yeah, man.
Really?
The Krogue, absolutely.
Oh, no, he's got short... Oh, yeah, no, sorry. 90s Krogue has a goat.
He almost started the trend. No one was goatee.
His goatee is, it's a wide goatee as well.
Yeah,
that, geez, that is a shocking...
Is it Chad?
It's a shocking look. It's not the Chad. Good guess, though. Adam, 131065. I mean, do you want me to give any other clues here, or we just want to roll through iconic goatees?
I think the guesses are coming. Let's go to Adam. Okay. Adam, who do you think it is?
Yeah, boys, as soon as I heard the words iconic goatee, one man stuck out, and it is the great Shannon Knoll.
Oh, shit. Well, very iconic.
But he's got
goatee.
A flavour saver. I don't reckon that's
good shout. When did you become...
I've got a goatee.
Sorry, I keep forgetting that you've got one.
I'm waiting for someone to guess me. But Shannon has a flavour saver.
I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because I was really about to get stuck into how crap all these people looked. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, good guess. It's iconic facial hair.
I do keep forgetting that you have a goatee.
Yeah, man, because it fits my face
so
well.
Don't say, yeah, man. Like, when you...
No, because you forget it's on my face, because it matches my face so well. Anyway, I'll have another guess, if that's okay.
You've gone out to...
Huh?
You know that you've got a goatee.
Yes, like, I've got a mirror. I can see myself.
Sorry, but you shave it in.
Well, not really. That's the great secret.
It's not a secret.
I don't get cheek.
Lynn's called on 31065. Lynn, celebrity guess who? Guess the celebrity. Iconic goatee.
Yep, I'd have to say Johnny Depp.
Oh, yes.
That is an iconic goatee.
Pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably when, you know, he was probably at his most attractive.
Yep.
Is
that's it?
Unfortunate.
It's not him.
Oh, okay. Good though. Thank you.
No worries at all. Jeez, we've missed out on some crackers. Sorry, I've just Googled iconic goatees. There's some really... I mean, this should have been a topic in and of itself. I don't think anyone's going to guess him, but...
Is it Bill from Guess Who?
Oh, great goatee, though.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Not Bill.
Iconic. I didn't know that the Adam Driver one stumped me.
Driver,
I
always.
Well, I think I got to know Driver in Girls, and he wasn't goateeing in Girls. He goatees now, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, regularly goes.
Lily.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You sound stressed. What's up?
Yeah, I have a cold.
Oh, fair okay. enough. All right. It's cold season. Who's your guest, though, Lily?
Is it Robert Downey Jr.?
It's Robert Downey Jr., Lily. Well done! Yes! Well done, Lil. I'm happy for you. Iconic.
To the point where when he shaves it off, it looks strange.
Yeah, and then he did that movie The Judge recently where he shaved his head as well and he looked like, like a ball sack, let's be honest.
Oppenheimer, he had no goat. Real weird.
Yeah, it got strange.
Real weird.
Sorry, Lily, I forgot to ask how old you were before I said ballsack. Sounds like you're young. Hey, Lily, what you can have, don't tell us your age, is a Deal or No Deal board game.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah!
Hey! Yeah. Yeah, they must be young because they've got no idea how shit that is. Hey, Australia's easiest quiz is right next, and Kylie Minogue's going to join us. Okay.
Another shot at winning $1,000 on Australia's easiest quiz with Will and Woody.
I've done just what you need.
You're only 10 easy questions in 30 seconds away from the cash. And it's up next. Call now, 131065.
Will and Woody!
It's Will and Woody driving you home.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Mate, all I got to say, Kyle and Jackie O, you guys absolutely killed. Keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
Don't mess with perfection.
I would disagree that the Scotch finger is perfection.
Like, just because your Power to Women podcast tells you you must challenge all normals, that doesn't mean you've got to get involved with the biscuits.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
You know, everyone knows it takes a hell of a lot of work for anyone to climb up to be the best in the business. So I've got a lot of respect for the folks at Spinalese because they've put in that hard work. That's why they have the best pillows on offer anywhere on earth. Go with the OG and the best, Spinalese. Imitators just don't cut it. They make promises they can't deliver. Spinalese delivers on their promise of comfort. Confident support and also give you free delivery. That's a double delivery promise from these guys at Spinalese. Order your pillow at spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From premieres tonight only on Stan.
The new iPhone 16 Pro has arrived at Telstra. Say hello to Apple Intelligence, the personal intelligence system that helps you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly with groundbreaking privacy protections. Also featuring new camera control, giving you an easier way to access camera tools so you can take the perfect shot in record time. Get yours now at Telstra, because iPhone 16 Pro deserves Australia's best mobile network.